Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast. We have two guests on. It's very exciting. I want to ask you real quick, right when we get started, I was looking through your guys' TikToks, right? Looking, you know, preparing for the show. Mm-hmm. I went it was a TikTok for Valentine's Day. Noelle, you posted, it was you two together. I just read through the comment section, see like, what's the vibe? Sometimes, you know, fans are interesting. Uh-huh. I want to read a couple of them off because I don't know too much about the backstory. These are comments in the video. I don't know the backstory of Martin, the entire thing. He knows about that.
Yeah, well, I was telling him about this like before. I was like, oh yeah, this is like some like the stuff that they've kind of been doing.
But I want kind of your side, and you guys can kind of explain it too. Gotcha. Steiny crying, shitting bricks, watching this, shitting and throwing up. The video is you two just, you know, dancing together. It's normal. I just fell to my knees at Walmart. Just saw a guy fall to his knees at Walmart. The view from this bridge kind of crazy. and then drop to my knees in a Tesco, which means that even reached the UK. Even British people are falling to their knees. What is that like? What are those comments from?
The funny thing is, before she says anything, literally, like, she was reading the comments for like, there was like 5 minutes. She's like, oh my God, these comments are fucking hilarious. Like, someone did a Panera, someone did a Panera, someone's passed out in Panera, someone's in Costco in the aisle. It's like, I had no idea what they mean.
I crack up at those comments. I don't know. It's because I have pretty much all guy followers.
Okay. What's your demographic? It's like 90%?
Yeah, it's pretty much 99% male. So when they see me with another guy, my boyfriend, they comment stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're just like crying, shitting, throwing up. Like,
the Steiny ones are always the funniest ones though.
Yeah. Wait, what is that? Like, what's
do you know who Steiny is?
I kind of know. So you were kind of explaining to me it's the relationship.
Yes,
the
Steve video, Steve's video.
Yeah, Steve will do his assistant.
Which we're really good friends with. He's always over.
Yeah, he would always just like kind of make jokes about like having a crush on me.
All right, it's not even jokes. He actually does have a really big crush. I love Steiny, but he has had and still has a very big crush on her, which is cute.
Maybe.
No, he does.
But yeah, so the fans got really attached to that.
Okay. they're rooting for him.
Basically. Yeah, they're rooting for Steiny.
He actually, a couple days ago, he was over. He said that he's still like at events that they go to, that the people are still like, oh, what's happening with you, Noelle? What's happening with you? He's like, guys, I'm fucking trying. Like, what do you want me to do?
I'm still trying, guys.
I'm still trying. He's
because in a video, didn't he like slide in your DMs or something? Like, wasn't it like a whole thing like he
how
was
did
saying?
It start?
Like, he had, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I got it. Like, I got her in the bag.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he swiped like, something like every other story like that.
No, but the first time I met him, he was just like,
he's funny.
He was just like overly like nice to me. But everyone, like, Brad would be like, oh, I don't know if it's a joke or just for the camera. Like, it was funny though.
It's funny. You're saying like, oh, it's funny, but
no, it is funny.
It's not that funny, bro.
No, it's funny. I mean,
you sure? Have a good time with it. Yeah,
you're sure? Really cool. Yeah,
Steiny's funny.
Yeah,
because he means no harm.
Yeah, he doesn't mean any harm.
So but if content. Me and her, if anything had happened to me and her, I'm sure he probably would definitely shoot a shot.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're shooting a shot without even.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's still shooting a shot.
So originally, when you like were starting to blow up on TikTok, were you guys dating then? Because weren't you living? Did you live at Brad's house before?
I lived at Brad's house before. So we're both from Jersey.
Yeah.
And we had no idea. I didn't know her. She didn't know me until I moved out here. What is it? Thanksgiving 2020?
Okay.
Yeah. And then she moved in like 6 months later.
Yeah. I moved in.
We had no idea who each other were.
Yeah. May of 2021. He already had lived there for a while.
Yeah. Like 6 months.
And I didn't really know him at all when I moved in. And
well, we didn't know each other at all. We met like one time prior.
Once, we really didn't know each other at all.
Yeah.
But we became like close friends like that, like after like a week.
Yeah.
So then, a few months later, we're dating.
And in Jersey, but we're both from Jersey. We live like 2 hours apart from Jersey.
Yeah.
Why did you guys live at Brad's house? How did that start? Like, what did you guys do with
that? I moved in. So before I signed with Raw Gear, his company or whatever, I came out here for like a trip, 4 day trip, ended up signing. And then I was just pretty much telling him how. I want to stay out here. I want to move in LA. And then he was like, oh, yeah, if you want to, you need a place to stay until you find a place to stay at my house. And then I canceled my flight the night before I was supposed to leave. So the 4 day trip ended up just staying.
Yeah.
And that's how I moved in.
Yeah. So then I signed with Raw Gear a couple months earlier.
What does that mean? You guys like wear their clothes? Or?
Promote their clothing and stuff and people can use their code.
Yeah.
And then I signed with Brad for management.
Okay.
So that's why I had the chance to live in his house.
Right. He brings like brand deals and does like the management stuff for social media.
Well, because
I didn't even know he did that.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like saying that you guys were like hooking up forever.
Yes.
And then
those
who me and Brad.
No, her and Brad. Because
you and Brad.
That was the biggest thing. Like as soon as I moved into his house, because you know I was the only girl with like a bunch of guys. Like they have to be like fucking like stuff like that. I'm like, oh my God. But in reality, it was nothing like that at all. It's really
it
just like. Yeah, it's really actually,
but not even for a while though. Like,
yeah, not even for a while to be honest. But it was really just like business.
Yeah.
Like,
what's well, it's her boss. It's not her boss, but it's her manager.
Yeah, my, so, he's my manager. So that's why I live in his house. So I'm in all like the YouTube videos.
Yeah,
like, stuff like that.
That's awesome. Okay, and then so. Most times, like, so when we've met, like, couples that are on social media, sometimes, like, girls will have, like, the girl will get a ton of attention from, like, her guy fans, right? Mm-hmm. But this is interesting. You have a ton of people from the Nelk side. Like, the content, the joke is, okay, we're rooting for this guy to get a shot. Do you ever, like, how do you feel about that when you see those comments?
No, I don't care. I think it's funny.
It's kind of sick, though, right?
It's kind of... It is sick. I'm generally not, not a lot gets to me, and I also, like, I'm a pretty confident guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to sound cocky, like, I'm just, like, confident, secure.
People are also on your side, too, in videos.
Oh, yeah. People, I think I'm,
there's actually, there's not that much, I was actually kind of surprised, like, normally, like, in, like, things like that, or, you know, whatever, like, there's, like, hate comments or whatever, there's not really that many hate comments, it's just kind of, like, it's more just, like, meme
It's
comments.
All for the fun.
Yeah. I think I'm a fan favorite, then, you know, the people didn't think I was going to pull it off, but I ended up, you know, coming through and I'm pulling it off.
There you go.
And we're, what, 5 months strong. 6 months strong now.
Six,
yeah. I almost got in trouble.
So, and then, so your videos are pretty, like, well, I mean, yeah, both of your videos are, like, different, but you have, like, these, like, vlog, almost, like, vlog-style videos.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you, like, come up with, like, the, you know, content style, like, oh, I'm going to, like, film this?
What, you know, like, just for YouTube?
No, like, even on, like, your TikToks. Like, I mean,
well,
I... Like,
well, my TikToks now are mostly, like, skits. Yeah. I do, like, sketch comedy. And I started that. Actually, I'm glad you guys didn't go too far into my TikToks, because I used to be, like, a thirst trapper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were really bad. So,
How bad? Luke, we might need to pull those up.
Pretty
man.
Bad.
The thing is,
I
even
think you guys
the
should
thing
pull
is,
them up.
Is
yeah, actually, don't pull them up.
Even if you're good at thirst trapping, it's still like you. It's still.
No, but I wasn't.
I'm just saying, like, even if it's good, like, just like the best thing ever, it still is a thirst trap.
It's
kind of
it's
not
still
that
terrible.
Good.
It's no, like, I have a hard time watching them actually.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
I mean, I still have a hard time watching my own TikToks.
Yeah.
I don't like my TikToks.
I'm not a thirst trapper anymore.
How do you feel about his old thirst traps? Like, do you think that? Do you like them?
I mean, I. Okay. I mean,
that's exactly the reaction.
No, like, he looked good.
Yeah.
But they were kind of cringy.
No, they were very cringy.
They were cringy.
We did, like, a YouTube video, like, reacting to our TikToks.
Look where
like,
we are.
I literally, wait, I actually hope you don't go pull them up. But, they're really bad.
Dig deep.
No, you have to dig deep, like, over a year, probably.
Yeah. I'm scroll all the way
down. Yeah, we'll look for that, and then we'll just.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Like, over a year.
Over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a his content completely.
I'm a full-time sketcher.
But people actually like people like the new content. It's great that they actually like follow
me. Honestly, genuinely like this, like my sketches way more.
Yeah,
and my because they're just more fun to do and they're just more creative.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep going.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you when you find a good one. You're getting close though.
They're actually entertaining too. Some of like this like kind of like sketch type stuff. Like when people like
oh,
some people
coming.
Like just do it it's, like like pranks or stuff like that.
Oh wait, no, that's not one. Keep going. Oh, that's definitely one right there.
Which one? Which one?
No, top left is definitely
top left. Yeah.
Right.
That
no,
one.
No,
right.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, can we talk about how lean I was, though?
Oh, my God.
Ew, I can't even watch it.
Oh, my
I can't
God.
Watch it.
How would you do? Okay, for our audio listeners, describe like what you're doing in this TikTok.
I think the sound is, it's definitely, can we even change
yeah,
the thing? I can't look at it.
The caption.
I think
it's
a Jeremiah song.
I hate me too.
I think my favorite part is how it just doesn't end. Like it's just like, it just keeps going. Oh, just
did
keeps
I hashtag
going.
Golden Hour? Oh wait,
yeah, who hashtag Golden Hour.
Yeah.
Wait, can we play it one more time? Just
oh yeah, we got to.
Wait.
It's better that I can't hear the music actually.
Wait, I think it's the. Fun until the end. Ring
oh, the hat turn.
Oh, the hat turn.
All right, but I was kind of getting. Oh!
What is that called? The body roll, right?
Oh.
I think that's what they call it.
Wait, yeah,
it's pretty good
I can
though.
Only imagine and be like, you have a great TikTok idea. Come produce for me.
Who did film that for me?
I think Chris. Shout out Chris. It was Chris? The guy I moved out here with.
How was Chris filming that? Was he just like.
Chris liked it. He told me to redo it a couple times. He's like, yo, put more thrust into the
yeah,
hips.
Yeah, yeah. We don't see enough V right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Put more thrust
pull it down
into
a little bit more. No, but yeah, so my content has definitely changed completely.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm definitely not. They were definitely all thirst traps. Keep going. We can find another one.
Yeah, let's find one more.
I'll tell you which ones I get.
Oh my God.
You don't get taken, because half your videos, you have your shirt off. You don't get taken down at all?
No, I used to. That's why a lot of times I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
Like, I'm very cautious. I don't curse. I don't take my shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really weird about that.
Click a random one. I guarantee you one to thirst trap. No, keep going. Not that one.
Let's see.
No. You're getting to one.
Okay, and you're doing a lot of fitness stuff too. At this point, did you have mostly like a guy followers?
It's,
or was
it's still all guy following.
It's still all guys? Okay.
Yeah. No, pick one.
She's that one. Yeah.
Go to. No, next one. That was when I launched my merch. That's the OG merch. This is probably
You were so lean.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was tan too. I don't even know what the sound is.
When you join a new gym with high expectations. Damn. But the content completely changed, man. It's so different.
Completely.
Damn. But
yeah, would you guys have followed me if you saw this?
I'm going to be honest. No. it's not.
It's a good thing it changed then.
Yeah.
But at least I don't thirst trap anymore.
Yeah.
Fitness-wise, yeah. But the thirst traps, I don't think I would. I think I would scroll by the thirst traps. The fitness ones, maybe I would have been more interested in. Yeah, you do a lot of fitness content. But
even now, like, I don't even really do that much fitness content. Well, my TikTok is no fitness content at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people I actually hate it when people come up. Well, I don't hate it, but they're like, oh, I love your TikToks, like, for, like, your gym TikToks. I'm like, I don't only like doing gym TikToks. I want to be known as, like, an overall, like, just comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but I only do a lot at the gym because it's convenient, because I'm always there.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like my office. Like, you guys have a creative thing. That's why when I walked into this place, I'm like, oh, I love this setup. Because I don't have an office or anything, so the gym kind of is my office.
That's also kind of convenience. That's kind of funny you said that too, because like moving towards like, you know, like if you were in fitness and then like you like move towards like comedy sketches, I've kind of noticed like I'm not in the, like I don't do like gym shit, but like I see it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's like super toxic. It's like one of the most fucked up like
fitness world.
Oh,
is it really?
Like it's the horrible.
It's ridiculous.
The fitness industry is so toxic.
Yeah.
That's why I personally don't want to be involved in it really either.
Yeah.
That's why like I don't really post fitness content. If you actually look into like
stuff.
What do they get upset about? Like
It's just like brands, other brands, like
people. Because like I said, we work for a company. So it's just like other brands that other people that are sponsored by their brands, they'll just try to talk shit on your brand.
Just try to talk shit on your brands, basically.
Is it kind of like a Gymshark versus like...
You're sponsored by that brand? Ew, their clothes are trash. Yeah. Like that kind of... And like...
That's literally all it is, yeah.
Everyone compares themselves
to
others. Like it's like... Oh, it's so bad.
Well, and even like comment sections too. Like those, like they're brutal. Like
comment sections are ruthless.
Yeah, well, because it's like
ruthless.
You can't do anything right. So it's like you're either using
form.
No. It's like you're either like
you're
on
not
PEDs,
natty.
It's like annoying like that. Like,
but it's an audience.
You were even saying it about me that I'm on like testosterone.
People think she's like not natty and stuff.
What are your guys' thoughts on on influencers that are. That are using like, you know,
I don't care.
You don't care?
No,
I don't care either. Like as long as you're just like real about it. If you deny it, if you're on it and you deny it, no.
If you're pushing,
I don't like
eat
that.
Clean, but then you're not talking about the rest of the things that you do, doesn't it? There's an argument that, like it just sets horrible expectations for people that are watching it.
So it's just it's all just fitness, it's just everyone just talking shit.
Yeah.
Back and forth, just like
damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's why I don't do that much fitness content. I mean, I do fitness because I like fitness because really I like working out and I want to be healthy. But I want to be like an overall like entertainer. That's why I do like this sketch stuff. I'm taking acting classes now. I'm trying to get into like I've been doing auditions and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be just like an overall.
Have you auditioned for anything kind of cool?
Just a couple like small shows, TV and then movies, but like nothing crazy.
Do you have to go into like an?
No, it's everything's fucking
Zoom?
Self-taped now.
Yeah.
So it's annoying because I'm someone that like. I'm a people person, so like when I'm in the door, it's when I thrive. Like when I'm talking to someone, because I could, you know, you start yourself
charismatic.
People, exactly, But so it's hard to do that in a fucking in a self tape. So
yeah, it's super.
So
hard.
Once it finally gets like in person, I can't wait.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm trying to get her to convince her to start acting too. Maybe. Well, because she's in all my sketches. You see
I'm in like
all
the skits and stuff.
Yeah, and she likes it.
It's fun. Yeah, it's definitely fun. But like, I get nervous about it because like you know.
But you do it in front of anyone right now, anyways.
And you do it for millions of people.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it because you're filming
exactly.
on TikTok.
It's
because like,
it doesn't feel like it at all. Like I'm so used to doing it around him and like my friends. So it's like it's comfortable there. But I know when I get in a situation where I'm uncomfortable and around people I don't know, I'm going to freeze up.
She's pretty much saying that my sketches aren't professional. So she, that's why
I say, that's
it's not a high production.
I said that I'm comfortable around you. That's what I said.
No, they're leveling up.
So your sketches are really creative, and like they take I can imagine that they take a while to kind of figure out. What do you think about like the new mains and like the situations where people are calling out creators that just rip off skits and rip off exact jokes?
I mean,
like that.
I mean when you rip it off exactly, then it's fucking like you just rip someone off.
Yeah,
but
we just saw that happen the other
day. Did you see that happen the other
day? We won't name names. That's so funny.
I mean,
like a friend that did it.
No, I mean, so this guy in the fitness industry, Noel.
Yeah.
I'm nothing against him or anything, but he literally did a sketch that was like beat for beat exactly what like Adam W that we were talking about earlier and Brad did 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We're like literally beat for beat did it. Yeah. And then Brad like reposted the one they did 5 years ago just on TikTok. And people in the comments are like, are you not going to at least credit No Diesel for what we're doing? And he's and like, buddy, like, I did this 5 years ago.
That's different. But like, dude, like there's other people on TikTok who will literally get millions of followers off doing the exact same audio, the sounds, but they'll change the audio so it looks like they created the sound.
Oh, yeah.
People were upset at Newman because he used to rip off a sound.
Oh, is Newman a person?
Yeah, Kane. His name's Kane on TikTok.
What does he do?
So if you want to pull him up.
No, it's not. He still does it.
He still does it. Like,
oh, wait, hold on. Can I, is it the food ones, the... Like I'll take you there. Oh, okay, no,
he does like I'll take you there.
Like, I'll take,
Just pull. It's this guy. But anyway, so what he'll do is he'll take a skit from somebody.
I've seen this guy.
Didn't he get his ass beat in a video?
Yeah, by Blueface.
Oh, he fought him, right?
Yeah. Like you want to click on the middle one right there.
So what does he do when your girl puts
her like this is somebody else's video. Like he's like somebody else. There's a video out there that happened first. That. Like
exact same concept,
exact same camera angles, everything.
But and he same didn't audio?
No, but the audio is the same. He'll re-upload it under his profile. That's what you want to click on the audio just
every
so we can
single
make sure.
Video.
Yeah, this one most, I think he chose a
most
sound.
Every single one of his videos is like a stolen.
And do they all do well for him?
Yeah, Luke, I mean, he has different multiple.
Well, this one got like a million likes almost.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this one got 6.5 million. Let's see one where he uploads the sound.
Like most of the time, his video will actually do better than the original video because that's
the worst part.
I fucking hate that.
You want to just click one?
It's funny because a couple of my sketches, other accounts will upload them. No. They do better.
You want to go next?
He does not take that Odell Beckham Jr. jersey off.
No. Wait, Lou, just keep going down.
I've never even seen this guy's content.
One more.
I've seen it
like right there. So this one, right?
Uh-huh.
He posts this. It's a skit. All of our, it's like a liquor like skit with his son, and you know, and then all the comments like that's why. Time to find the original, I guess. Right. So people know that this is a problem,
uh-huh.
And then you click the sound. The thing is, he re-uploads the sound onto his account, so it looks like
he
posted
he's
originally.
The original. Oh,
no one can find it.
That's crazy. That sucks.
Oh my god, that really.
But the thing
sucks.
Is, he might be doing it, and people call him out on it, right?
Yeah.
So he might be doing it for people to get that engagement stuff.
Yeah.
Because it obviously works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
So if it's not broke, don't fix. How many followers does he have? 3.2?
Yeah, 3.2.
And he's verified too.
Is his content good?
Well, I mean, is other people's content good? The question, right?
That's the question.
I see what you're saying.
But it's crazy because other people post it. It's funny, but then he'll get significantly more views. He has like the facial expressions and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Like if someone did that to you.
That's the world of social media. Well, a couple of accounts. There's just one video that I did with her. Specifically, that other accounts I've seen it multiple times upload it. Same exact thing, same audio, same like acting, whatever. It's the same video, and it does.
Yeah, they'll just re-upload
it.
It
is way better. Like when I originally posted it, it did like 500k, and then these other accounts uploaded has like 10 mil, 7 mil.
10 million.
Even on Instagram. So so I was like, hold on,
wait, what?
So I re-uploaded it, and then it got like 12 mil. But like for some reason, this one video, I don't know what about it.
Yeah.
Social media loves because I posted it to like YouTube Shorts, Reels, and
what's
TikTok.
The concept of it?
It's when she thinks you're hitting on her. So like I was pretty much, it was part four though.
Yeah,
so I pretty
we
much
did
like
three parts
to
this.
Cause it worked. So, with my things, I think what's relatable, let me make it funny. So it was just like when the girl thinks you're hitting on her. So it started off me like trying to fucking, I'll be like, oh, you need help in the gym, something. She's like, oh, I just can't have a boyfriend. I'm like, I'm not trying to ask you out or anything. No, I didn't tell you I have a boyfriend already, blah, blah, blah. That's the concept.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was telling her to tie her shoe, but the part four one was, I actually was hitting on her.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, wait, can I have your number? Like at the end. But yeah, and everything I posted it got like 15 million views.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we had one trend like that, and we just juiced it. It was the one where, you know, like the assassin puts the thing in the three glasses.
Yeah.
So we got...
Those videos are funny.
That was the most ridiculous week at our house ever.
Why?
We got 4 million views. It was way more than anything on our...
on what account?
It's a trend account, so it's called Sync Uncut. It's like a different TikTok that we have. And so then...
Wait, this is a collective TikTok account?
Yeah. It's more of like trends.
Because it was like this, like... The trend was really stupid. Like, it's just like the idea of it was just dumb. And then
go to the single
it was
cut.
Probably like 11 days in a row where we were just like, all right, let's film another one. Uh-huh. And we were just, it kind of became like a joke, but like they kept on just doing like ridiculous.
Every single one? Like,
yeah, because like that channel does well, but like not well. I don't know.
Luke, do you want to pull up the single cut real quick? This shit's super slow.
How many followers do you guys have on this account?
This one has 834.
Oh shit, that's good.
Scroll all the way down.
I might their backup account has more followers than my main account.
This one's not like
I'm almost there
account,
though.
Wait, how many?
Like, This one's just like a trend account, though. It's like we just like do like kind of like the
oh anything that's
like
trending.
There it is. Like jokes.
So the first one there got 560, then 1.5, then 5.8, then 7.7, then 6.8, and then we went back to it after we tried doing something else. Got 46K. Dude, we just, oh my God, I didn't realize it was that bad.
It's just funny because, like, at the time, we probably had like 400K on this account. Yeah. And, like, it didn't really matter. It was just, like, such a joke.
It was great.
It was just funny for how long we did it for.
But the thing is, when you start seeing numbers like that, it's such an addicting feeling.
It was funny.
It's like, oh my God, I want to keep going. I want to keep going. I want to keep going. And then when you finally goes back to, like, when you know, when you go into, like, a slump or, like, a drought? I'm in a drought right now.
I've been in such a drought.
Yeah.
Really? For how long?
On YouTube, like, because. On YouTube, I always averaged like 100K, sometimes even more views.
Yeah.
Since I started, like my first video on YouTube got 300K views. So I was used to that.
Yeah.
I hit this
rut where like I don't even reach 100K views anymore.
Yeah. That's so many views on YouTube though. Like that's.
Sometimes it'll be like 20. It ranges now from like 20K to 40K for the past few months. And I'm just like.
Yeah, it's actually kind of embarrassing.
It is.
I'm only saying that because I get like the same. Like she complains about that. Like, oh my God, I'm only getting 40K. But I always average 40K. So I'm like.
It's just a stab to the heart because you're like, wait, am I falling off?
No, you're not falling off. You're not falling off.
Oh, those comments are the worst. Yeah. Like when people just comment that. But you guys also live with like Bradley Martin who gets, you know, around massive YouTubers.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been doing it for so long. Like we do such different content.
Yeah.
Kind of somewhat.
Have you guys ever actually talked to him about all like, you know how like the Steve has just been going on and on like. As long as I can really remember, Steve's doing, like, it's just been like that, just fuck with Bradley, like, you know, it's like a meme almost.
Yeah, well, it is a meme, yeah.
Have you guys, like, talked to Bradley about how he actually feels about that? Like, because I've always been curious.
He loves it.
He's got it, right?
Yeah, he actually, like, crazy. He, like, fully does?
Yeah.
Like, every part of it?
He loves everything about
it. I mean,
just being around them.
Except
when,
like, some of the fans, like, they take it too far.
Sometimes they'll take it too far.
Yeah, they'll say things that just, like, aren't true or, like, a little, like, too fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's when he doesn't like it. But, yeah, he, for the most part, loves
it. Like, the sell drugs ones is fine, all that stuff. And then there's some comments where it's, like, just inappropriate.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been, like, pretty, like, evidently a meme.
Oh, it's always been.
But it's just funny because, like, there's, like, literally Nelk shirts that have Bradley Martin's face on an Osama bin Laden photo.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden.
Steve will do it, and then now they can kind of do whatever they want.
Yes,
they can literally do whatever they want.
Not get canceled.
Yeah. I don't think Steve could ever get canceled. I love it.
I went to a Nelk event, and I don't really like. They watch all their videos. I didn't really know the content, like the context of like all their jokes. Then I just see Osama bin Laden's face mixing with Bradley.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's from. And then people are just yelling the most fucked up shit at Bradley.
It comes out of nowhere. Like Steve just makes things up.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
No, yeah, it's no. There's some heinous shit, and I mean, I always knew it's like a joke, but it's like at some point it's like, bro,
yeah,
he said some things that are like Jesus
no Christ. Yeah, I know, no. But that's the thing, like Steve like can't get canceled.
Yeah,
he's like his family.
No, yeah, I'm not
so
even worried
low.
For him. I'm just more worried like how does that make like a person feel.
Yeah,
like,
no, Brad, like, he's good but they have a good relationship. Like if there was anything that Brad wouldn't want Steve to say, he wouldn't say.
Well,
it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Also
or to
huge,
cut out or
it's
yeah.
A massive massive part of his career.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean like it's
yeah
like Bradley Martin's career jumped
yeah.
to an like
oh,
a totally different tier after
he definitely after they both helped each other out.
Yeah,
Steve definitely helped them out a lot, but Steve does value Brad a lot.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
Like Brad like really helps him with his health and everything, mm-hmm. and I know that when he's around, Steve's always like his healthiest.
Yeah,
so they have a good relationship.
Speaking
of
a
really good relationship.
Yeah. Speaking of your most viral TikTok, I want to ask you: do you guys have any crazy stories of like people hitting on you at the gym? Because like, that's like a huge thing that I've heard about is people just I don't know. Like when you try to pick someone up at the gym, it's never.
It's like the worst.
It's
spot
the worst thing. It's
up.
It's never.
Yeah.
Casual. I'm sorry, but it never works.
Like you're just.
Does it happen to you a lot?
Yes.
Does it? Well,
yeah, but it's always just so awkward. But both.
Yeah.
It's always just so awkward.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like going to like the gym with a girl. Obviously, I mean, like when you go to the gym with
no,
a girl.
No, anytime I've ever hit on a girl at the gym, it always works. Like tons
really?
Of times.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm like. No, I'm just joking.
No, I was like,
no, I'm just joking.
That is fucking hilarious because that is probably one of the greatest boyfriend jokes you can do of all time. And I didn't even see it. That was good.
I did not see that.
That was good.
His face, too, was like, he was like this.
No, because very
no,
casual.
Yeah, every time
that
I do it, it like
sick.
Totally
that
works.
That was an epic fucking joke. Yeah. Because the thing is, like, that totally happens in a relationship.
No, it definitely
like,
does.
Just do those jokes.
That's how relationship is, though.
Yes, he does
she
it all the time. I'm
it.
Like, can you shut up?
Yeah, sometimes she hates it. No, but I've actually, I don't think I've really ever hit on a
girl. Then you can't
gym.
Tell, like, what's real
yeah.
and what's fake.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucking epic.
No, but she gets hit on a lot. And it's not even so much getting hit on now. It's when people come up. I mean, I'm sure you guys get it, too. Like, people just come up to you really weird and awkward.
Yeah.
And it just makes you, like,
yeah.
the things they say, and it's just, like, they'll come up to you, like, hey, like, are you, like, are you Isaiah? And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
and they just
yeah.
stare at you, like, huh. I'm like,
or just like,
or just really weird. Sometimes they'll just walk away.
Like, guys will come, Noel, can I like get your snap?
I'm like, oh, will they ask you for your snap?
Yeah.
Or like, just come up. One time, the weirdest one was when this guy came up to me and was like, Noel, like, just didn't even introduce himself. Just, Noel, can you straddle me for a TikTok?
I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
And I literally was like, no. Yeah. I literally was just like, no.
Or some people go up to him and like, hey, can I take a picture of you? Like, not with you, like, of you. And I remember I heard it one time, and it was some old creepy-ass guy. We actually see him all the time. I hope he's not a fan of your guys. Cause
well, you see him all the time? Like
we see him all the time. Like, literally all the time. Like, in Panera and, like, Rouse, we'll see him. It's like he almost follows us.
But the first time we ever saw him, he's like...
Is he following you guys? Have you just thought about that?
He might. No, he actually might be.
Can I take a picture of you?
And I was like, no, you can't take a picture of
him. It's really weird. This person's just everywhere that I...
Yeah, no.
Like, no, we run into him, like, all the time.
We saw him at breakfast, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, yeah, Blue Jam.
What?
Yeah, it was really
weird. You guys might have, like, a...
He actually might be stuck. When I said it out loud, it sounds a lot worse.
So we're probably going to see him after this.
Yeah, when you said out loud... So, like, we've seen him every day at these random locations that we think of literally like 5 minutes before we go.
He just loves everything we do.
And I found this AirTag in my shoe. I don't know what it is, but anyway.
That might be it. No, but yeah, definitely some weird interactions. But some guys, she definitely gets hit on a lot by the guys at the gym.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I see guys talking to her, like, I could tell they're, like, hitting on her, flirting with her. And, like, she'll kind of deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, he definitely likes you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I know. Like, I can really sense it. Sometimes people are just being
nice. She just loves playing into it. Trust me. I know. But like I said, I'm not someone that gets jealous. I watch from afar. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
She loves playing into it. Shut up.
No, I'm just joking.
Do you think most of the guys that... because I think we kind of assume all the guys would be hitting on you, like, in terms of if they're coming up to you at the gym. Because besides that, what are they kind of asking? What do they need to ask somebody at the gym?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you need to talk to somebody that you don't
know?
Yeah,
I don't really know what you're referring to.
We'll say it off camera.
What?
That'll be on our Patreon, guys. That's behind the paywall. Go check it out.
Wait, do you guys hit on people at the gym?
No.
Do you guys go to the gym ever?
Yeah, I go to the gym.
I don't have the... I go to the gym for like 2 months at a time, and then I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Then you remember, oh, I'm paying for that. I need to go back.
No, it's not even... No, I don't know.
Have you ever hit on anyone at the gym?
No, it's like...
It's not the place.
It's not like a social...
I don't think it's a complete against, like... I don't think no one should ever... Because my thing is, if you see a girl and you only ever see her at the gym and you actually like this girl, like, you eventually have to just go up to her.
What I would say is, like, maybe try and, like, work. Like, not just, like, be, like, weird and creepy. Like, maybe, like, hey, want to work out or something?
Can I tell you, like, my weirdest story?
Oh, yeah, please.
This one I kind of have to show you, but it's kind of hard. But I literally remember it, like, so well. Because it just really stuck with me.
Really? Do you like this guy?
No, he was creepy as shit.
You want to fuck him?
He was creepy as shit. He literally was, like, I was doing lateral raises, okay? And I'm literally in the middle of a set, and he's just, as I'm in the middle of the set, he just stands there, comes up to me and stands there just staring at me like this. So I stopped after like him just standing there for like a few seconds, I'm like, and just staring at me.
In front of you?
Yeah. No, like right next to me. I'm like here, and he's like, okay. So, you know, I drop the weights and I'm like, hello? Like, what do you want? He's like, what did he say? What did he say? He was like, oh, are you using this? It was like the sled push.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like,
no. No, he was like this. Can I ask you a really personal question? Like a really personal question? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, are you using this?
Well, I would say yeah, though.
Like, how I was like, well, I was like, sure. Uh-huh. I was like, because it was just weird. He was just like, can I ask you a question? Like a really personal question. And then he goes, are you using this? And I was like, no. Because like, what? I obviously wasn't using it.
Yeah.
Like, he knew that. And it was like, why are you coming up to me in the middle of my set? Like,
so awkward.
Yes.
Wait, so how would you say a guy should come up to you? Like any girl in the gym.
Well, definitely not in the middle of a set, obviously. Probably like
after or before the
workout. If like they're giving you the signals that they want to talk to you.
So what are the signals?
Like eye contact, like not like why are you staring at me eye contact, but like actual eye contact, you know, the look.
What about that little booty bounce when you pretend you're pulling your shorts up? I'm not saying you do it. No,
what are you looking at? Other girls pulling up their shorts?
No, I mean, before we started, I might have got girls give me the signals, but
they definitely haven't.
Okay. No, I'm just joking, but is that a signal?
No, I literally don't even know what you're talking about.
When girls pull their pants up, I saw a TikTok literally before we came here. When the girls pull their pants up, they're pulling it up, but then they're just getting their butt to jiggle. Not that I stare, but I'm just saying, like, I know it's a signal.
It's just knowledge. It's studying.
I literally never knew that was a signal. So
I'll show you the TikTok later.
I don't care because I don't do that.
Okay. What's another signal?
It's really based on, like, you know, the eye contact, and like maybe they keep going near you when they're doing their sets and stuff.
They come closer, like they move the
weights. Yeah, maybe. Arguably sounds kind of creepy. Yeah. Eye contact and keeps coming closer.
Yeah,
to
you. Yeah, that does too.
Imagine.
I've never done this.
Hey, I'm just gonna move right over here if you don't mind.
No, but like say they're like by the weights, and then. And you're like all the way across the gym, then you go by the weights just to, like, you know.
But realistically, this is kind of a different topic. But do you think girls actually know how girls like to be hit on? Because I don't think girls do. Because
I don't know. It depends.
I always think it's so funny. Like, there's like girls just in the past, you know, random friends, anyone that will like then try and tell a guy how to get with girls. Uh-huh. And I always think it's the funniest thing because I'm like, I don't think that you know how you like guys to then get with you. Because I've seen guys pick girls up in, and girls with guys too, but in arguably the weirdest ways ever. Like, how the hell did this guy even manage to make this happen?
Uh-huh. So you want me to tell you why?
Yes.
It's because it depends on the person. Mm. 100% depends on the person.
Like, what do you mean some people can't work for others?
No, like, because if I'm not attracted to you, it's just not going to work. Uh-huh. But like, you could be super attractive and sign up my DMs and hit me with the hi, and I'll probably answer.
Right.
Kind of thing.
So it's like, there's that script where it's like a guy goes to a girl's house, leaves flowers at her door, and then she's like, oh, that's so creepy because she's not into the dude. A different guy does it, but he's like way better looking, goes, that was the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it goes,
exactly. It kind of really depends on the person. But then, you know, when you get deeper into it, if that person is boring as fuck, then that's another story.
Cool question. Are you responding to a lot of your DMs saying hi?
No, I don't respond to any of my DMs anymore.
Her
DMs are wild.
Really? What's your like craziest DM that you can share?
Which is a lot of guys.
In like just people being weird?
Yeah, like or what's the craziest one you've gotten?
Yeah, what's like a crazy weird DM and then like, right?
Is there
like
random dick pics?
Yeah.
Oh,
all the time.
It's actually kind of good. Like, it's almost like, because I see them sometimes.
And they'll be like,
People actually do unsolicited dick pics.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
it's weird,
all the time. Like, all the time. I'll literally like be like, oh, someone sent me a photo. Like, maybe they're like, you know, buying my merch or using my code for Raw Gear. So I'm like, okay, dick pic. Yeah. Or them jerking off their dick. I'm like, oh! Yeah. And then I'll open it and like, you know, not because I wanted to, but because I thought it was something else. And then they unsend them, and they'll be like, the one time the guy unsent both of the videos, and then he goes, hey, like, I just wanted to say, like, I hope you have a really good day.
Yeah, like, some people are weird. Like, it's one of those things.
Like, you're acting like I didn't just see your dick.
I don't know how guys can, like, generally just do that.
Imagine you just get unsolicited fingering videos.
No, yes, I wouldn't complain.
Right?
But it's different, though.
It is.
No, I'm joking. No,
is
it's
it?
Different.
You're trying
no,
to be weird. So funny.
It's actually that in that situation, that would be
no,
just
it's weird.
As weird.
No, it is just as weird, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
also,
it's a gross thing to do.
Even if you're dating someone, like, just sending an unsolicited dick pic is not like
to the person you're dating?
Just anyone. Like, unsolicited dick pics is just like not really the vibe.
You
like,
don't know where they're going to be. They could
it's
be.
Just,
you know.
Yeah, it's just not really the vibe.
It's just not really the vibe. Mm.
Yeah, I've never sent her an unsolicited dick pic.
No, I mean, sometimes it's kind of fun jokes, but I'm just saying, like, in
what about an unsolicited dick airdrop?
Anything like that? Well, that might work.
You're in Disneyland.
Can you guys all turn your airdrop on?
Yeah, for sure.
But some guys are like, guys and girls, people just on the internet are just really weird. Yeah. I mean, even guys in my DMs, I have a lot of guys in my DMs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a big guy following.
Do you have a lot of
big gay following?
Huge gay following?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of.
Mostly, I feel like most fitness influencers are
guys. I feel like it's not that big.
No, I actually, it's gotten like, better. The more I've gotten the more my content has changed, the less. Not that I don't want gay people following me, but it's just, it's less I have a gay following now.
Yeah, because I know a lot of fitness influencers who are like, no, you won't get it. Like, I have a huge gay following.
Yeah.
And they'll start like
that's,
premium
but you know,
Snapchat.
But you know that's
though.
Why a lot of fitness really influencers a lot of fitness people do like OnlyFans and stuff too. Because they do really well.
Yeah.
Like, I know a bunch of guys that do OnlyFans that do really well.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the fitness community that do it.
Oh, because I had a friend who was an influencer, but he was a fitness influencer, but he's pretty small. And then he showed me his Cash App. It had like $3,000. And he goes, yeah, I know. Like these old guys that are in their 50s will just send me $50 and I'll add them on Snapchat and then send them one sentence and they'll just keep on.
Isn't
like,
that
cash
crazy?
Oh,
that's so nice.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Anytime anyone like, anytime someone's like, oh, what's your Venmo? What's your Cash App? I give it to them right away. I'm like, okay, send me stuff. Not that I've actually never gotten one. Never but anytime one? Guys tell her, they'll be like, oh.
I usually would send it. Now I just don't answer them. Yeah. But like,
because most of the time they're just talking shit. Like, yeah, they just want a response. Yeah. Yeah. But anytime she's get that, but you'll respond. I mean, that's $500.
Bro, I do it to every like fake sugar mama that slides on that comes to my every single one, bro.
You get a lot.
Would you like to be spoiled with? They're all like jokes.
They're
right?
Like bots.
Like they're all like the bot
ones.
I hate but
those.
It's like they have like 1,000 followers or some like white
hope.
Mom, yeah. And they're like, I'm 45. I have this money. I live in Michigan. And they'll like DM me. They'll be like, will you allow me to spoil you with 500 weekly? And I always say yes.
Yeah.
And then they'll respond. And then I'll just like, keep it going. And because, bro, if I could get 500 weekly just for
nothing,
being someone's little sugar baby.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, Swag Boy Q. Do you guys know Swag Boy? He's like a TikToker. He'll like interview girls on the street.
No, maybe I've seen him.
Okay, well, he has like a huge like girl following, as well as like guys, like young guys who just like look up to him. He has a sugar mama. He went on a podcast, talked about it. He got $500,000
like
in total wired to him over the last like year from a sugar mama.
Really?
Damn.
He's never met up with her.
That's crazy.
Never met up with her too.
Damn. FaceTime once every maybe like 3 weeks.
You can FaceTime me as many times as you want if you're giving me $500,000,
right?
Absolutely.
That's
mental.
Would you let him do that? Like.
Yeah.
That would be dumb of her if she wouldn't let me do that. Because I have to. I know you would.
I know you would let me do that too.
It depends. It depends. No, but
see
yeah.
This guy?
That's crazy though. $500,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dinners at Boa.
That's a lot of Boa dinners.
That's a lot of Boa dinners.
Yeah. All right. So what's coming up? Like, what are the big things? You have acting going on. You're getting back.
Acting for me, kind of just. I'm getting more into, like, I do get, like, a lot of these TikTok sketches, but I'm doing more of these long-form ones. Like, you know, Anwar, Hannah.
Yeah.
They kind of do, like, 4 to 5 minute ones. I'm doing that on YouTube. So production's definitely, you know, increasing. She's liking it.
Like Trevor Wallace a little bit? Kind of
A little bit. Actually, it's funny you mentioned Trevor Wallace. I literally just reached out to my buddy to reach out to him because I'm trying to do a video with him. But, yeah, so that's pretty much on my end. What about you?
Any plans? What I have in store?
Yeah.
Right now, I honestly have no idea. I'm trying to figure that out, like, what I want
to... It's hard to figure out when you're in a rut.
Yeah.
She's in a rut, not a rut.
I'm kind of in a rut right now. So I'm trying to, you know, kind of figure out what I want to do with my content, like in the end game and what I want to, you know.
Well, it's how social media is, though. It's like when something's not working, it's like, fuck, what am
I'm
I
like,
going to do now?
I keep thinking, I'm like, what's the end goal?
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
And you always feel like it's the end. Like, it's all going to end tomorrow because I've never seen numbers this low. But then right away, it just goes back up.
Yeah.
It goes back down.
But that's how social media is. It always coming away.
Yeah.
Is that how it is with you guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. And in the beginning, you're like, it's so agonizing. But then after a little bit, you realize, like, oh, in the long, like, look, example like Bryce Hall. Like, no one knew who he was, but he was doing social media out here all the time for about like 5 years before COVID.
He was, right?
Yeah, he was.
That's how it happens, yeah.
But then he was losing followers. He started gaining again. He lost followers. And then suddenly TikTok happened and then he blew up and he was doing it the entire time. But everyone just thinks he just became famous.
Yeah.
It just it makes like you think.
Yeah, he's been doing it forever.
Yeah. In the long term, this feels nothing because you're going to go way up and you might go even lower than you might go way above.
Because
but you guys have to remember that everyone goes through it. Like she said, her views are down, but like my views are down. Brad's views are down for a while. Like Noah's views, and even Noah.
Our views were
down
for like 6 months, and then we sparked something about a month and a half ago. Then it went back up again. But I know that it's going to go back down at some point. We'll have to work back to
exactly.
Get back up.
That's how that's how it is.
I keep trying to tell myself like I've only been doing this for a year.
Yeah,
it's
are
like
you serious.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, you're
exactly.
Yeah. So new to it.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not like I'm just going to go like this and then fall off right away.
No.
Like,
but I tell you that I'd leave. Yeah, I tell you that.
But
all
I
the time.
Just keep telling myself that because I've never seen it before. Like it was always like this for me.
Right.
So then you know seeing that is like. Whoa, because it's
we've only
different.
Been doing it for year two, but we're also, I mean, all of us, we're all so fucking young,
so young,
you know what I mean?
We're like 21.
We 21, 22, yeah, I'm 22, 21. I just forgot, yeah, and you guys are both 21,
yeah,
exactly. So we're so young, we could literally be doing this for the next 2 years, completely fuck up, and then something can change, even 10 years from now,
oh, yeah,
but that's why I also love it though,
yeah.
Like social media is a love hate relationship.
It really is.
Totally is.
It really is.
I love it when everything's good and the views are good and you know stuff's coming in. But when the views are down, it really is a bad feeling.
It's just like
especially when you put effort into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we were talking about before. Imagine we did this whole podcast. I don't want to put it into the air, but you do a whole podcast and so what if the audio is fucked up?
Right.
It's like Jesus Christ. What am I doing now?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's 100%.
It's happened. Like when you said that, it literally like, it's happened so many times before where it's like, oh my God, we're restarting. Are you serious?
It's the worst. Like we've gotten, because we used to have to stop halfway through and like, we got to like 40 minutes in and it was good. Like, it was
mid podcast, you realized the audio was fucked up?
No, and then we're like, and then we came back and then we're like, oh God.
Yeah.
Who was it with?
Oh, we did ones.
We've done it a few times.
Few times, man. We did it like, I'm trying to remember all the time. Like, I think Tanner Fox, we had to restart after like 20 minutes. And then,
what does Tanner do now?
Dude, he's just,
he owns a lot.
Has
he
a ton of money from doing
whatever. Does he? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what does he do?
He owns
like,
a lot of apartments.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he does? That's like main thing?
Yeah, he's a beast. He's he's really nice. He's a super nice guy. He came over.
He owns a merch company too. And he does merch for a lot of creators.
I've never met him before, but we're like friends on TikTok and shit. Yeah. But
super cool dude.
He came over to our house at like 12 to film a podcast.
Oh, really?
He's like up in LA. And then he's like, yeah, I'll come do one right now.
He doesn't live in LA, right?
He lives in
San Diego.
Yeah, that kind of area.
But he's a professional scooter.
Yeah.
Is that does he still do that?
Dude, when he came on our podcast, I had friends who loved like scootering. That was their thing growing up.
Yeah,
he is like the god.
Is that how he
Tony
blew up?
Well, he's just like been on. He's literally been on YouTube since we were like.
He's made it cool,
11
right?
11 years old.
Yeah,
really. I mean, he's been on that. How old is he?
Our age.
Is he?
He's been on YouTube since.
No,
he was,
is he our age? Tanner Fox?
Yeah, he's like 21. Yeah, he's 21.
Is he?
He just had his 21st birthday.
Damn. That's crazy. That's why I wish I started social media like when I was in high school and stuff.
Right.
I didn't really start social media until like.
You didn't try it at all?
Not at all. I was one of those like once every 22. 2 months posters on Instagram.
I was making vlogs, but like no one was watching.
And no, I didn't do it at all. I didn't do social media at all. You never seen Santa Fox?
No.
George Jango's really good friends with him.
Yeah.
I've heard the name, but that's not what I thought he was going to look like.
But yeah, I didn't start social media really until I dropped out of college.
Mm.
And then that's when I kind of started.
Where'd you guys both go real quick?
I went to community college for a year, and then I played football at Rutgers for a year.
Really?
And then I dropped out. And then I was like, fuck that.
Yeah. I went to school in Jersey. It was called Montclair State. I went for like a year and a half for marketing. And then I was like, wait, actually, I really don't want to do this.
I'd rather be paid by marketers.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I started, you know, my social media started. Yeah, my social media started picking up, and that was like.
Who's
like, okay,
only
I
dumb?
Can do this.
It's only dumb if you're trying to be like a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're doing, I think that's the worst time
exactly,
to go to school.
Exactly. Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's also not bad, not terrible, because you could be in school with other people that don't know what they're doing.
But if you don't know what you're doing, but you're paying a ton of money to learn something.
But that's the thing, though. I was paying school
exactly.
out of my pocket, so that's why I was like, why am I doing this? I'm wasting money.
I went to school undecided first. I didn't know. I just was like, okay, I might as well go to school. I have no idea what I want to do. And then I was like, oh, might as well just do marketing. It's easy. Like, I could probably do something with this. Because I knew I kind of wanted to be, like, do something with social media. Like, something like that.
What were you going to say? Were you
going
to say about school?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I think college is good for, like, the majority of people. But, like, I don't think it's, like, I don't think it's bad to hate on people not going to college if they have another plan.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I agree. Yeah. No,
I feel the same way. Like, I think college is good for a lot of people. There's definitely people that are not good for college.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
there's something else they go doing.
Because
like,
I was never the best student. Yeah. I was a finesser.
I don't like when people are like, you aren't going to college. Like, you know, like people just think you're like a bum or whatever.
No,
100%. Annoying.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm all for you not going to college as long as you're doing something.
Yeah,
to get better. Don't be a bum at home.
There's two very different approaches that you can take to it.
But I was a finesser in school.
Yeah.
That's actually true, though, because people, like, just random people, when they'll be like, oh, like, how old are you? I'm, like, 21. They're like, oh, like, you in college? I'm like, no. They're like, really?
Yeah.
It's always that same reaction. What do you do?
Yeah. Out here less, though. At home, like, I'll get it from, like, older people.
Where are you from
like,
again? Washington?
Seattle. Like, Redmond area, Bellevue.
Is it really cloudy over there, like, all the time?
Yeah. Dude,
yeah, 9 months earlier. Summer's beautiful.
Is that why you guys left? Main reason or what?
No, we couldn't even interview guys like you guys if we're in Seattle. You know what I'm saying? Out here. Yeah.
So you guys started your podcast in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Oh, and then moved it out here.
Yes.
Damn, that's sick.
Nice.
We just don't have any podcast guests.
Exactly.
Oh wait, so who were you guys guesting over there? Who's like your guest?
We would Airbnb down here and take a van down
See,
here.
See, that's dedication.
I don't
hear shit like that.
Yeah, it was wild.
Nothing's better to me than hearing someone do their own thing or seeing
the van was nuts, dude.
Yeah.
We've actually lived in, because it's been all 8 of us for a while, and like some of the Airbnbs we've stayed at have been heinous.
Yeah,
one bathroom.
I had first house we stayed at for 6 months had one bathroom, which sounds
douchey. One bathroom for eight guys.
It sounds douchey, but like it actually is very difficult to have one bathroom for eight guys.
No. That sounds horrible. Imagine.
That sounds disgusting. That I cannot.
It actually stayed remarkably clean. It was more the fact of like just. I mean, say even if everyone's shitting once a day,
that's eight shits,
and it's like 10 to 20 minutes per shit.
Yeah.
And then everyone has to shower.
Oh my God, that bathroom's really nasty. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So eventually we just started doing group showers.
That's convenient.
Yeah. No, it was a very interesting time.
Yeah, no, living with eight guys is definitely crazy. Because I don't like living with people.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Most of us live with
a lot of people. That's why I dormed in college for a little bit.
But you couldn't do it?
I just couldn't do it. No, it's nasty. I get really grossed out.
Yeah, I did for a little bit.
Yeah. You guys just live together now?
Yeah, we do. Okay.
We're Brad still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we share a bathroom. Her shits are kind of wild. But.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you know what the funny thing is? All honesty,
pre-workout.
This is the honest conversation.
I literally told her, I was like, when do you shit? I've never seen her shit. Ever.
He's like, I've never seen you share or suspected that you've.
I've heard some girls don't.
They don't.
I don't know. It's like a weird thing.
I've heard some girls literally don't.
Noelle
Leva doesn't shit. I'm telling you, because there's been times
you heard it here first. Noelle Leva doesn't shit.
You know, like when you could suspect, she was taking a shit.
Yeah.
You know, I've never even suspected. Okay, I know she's taking.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. It's like how birds aren't. It's like the birds aren't real conspiracy. It's like some girls actually don't poop.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's the opposite of me that I shit like three times a day.
Yeah.
I'll text her randomly during the day. Not even used to.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll text her randomly during the day, like, yo, I feel bad for this Panera bathroom.
Yes. He sends me texts like that all the time. We're like, oh my God, I just blew up the bathroom.
It's wild. Because I want her to like be like, oh my God, save.
But that's when she's shitting. Because when you're texting her, she's shitting so that you don't have to see her.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why I send her the text. I want her to be like, oh my God, me too.
She never sends it. She
never sends it.
I never have done that.
One of these days, you're going to wake up to just a shit photo. Photo
of
shit. That
would be one of the happiest moments of my life.
No, he would literally break up with me. He gets it tatted.
No, yeah, girls definitely don't. The funny thing is, I filmed a sketch today that was that girls don't fart.
There's some girls that fucking fart, bro. Actually, I'm convinced that in a situation with girls and guys, 90% of the unclaimed farts are actually girls.
You think so?
Oh my fucking God.
Have you had a lot of encounters with that?
Bro, just think about like, imagine how bad a room at a girl's sleepover would smell because of how many girls are just ripping ass the entire
time. That's disgusting.
I know it.
Can you confirm?
Ew.
I know girls are nasty and I know girls
confirm.
Fart.
We need you to confirm.
I mean, I wouldn't. Sleepover, we're all just ripping ass. Well,
no, but I'm saying it's happening, and nobody's admitting it.
You guys don't rip ass under the blanket and start wafting.
Absolutely not. I know you do that with your friends.
Oh yeah, no. We'll like cup.
Why would you not do that?
We jar them. Yeah.
Why would you not? Farts are fucking sacred when you're around your friends.
Yeah.
No, wait. Do you and your friends fart around each other? Like you're like, oh, I just farted. No. Oopsie. No, never.
Oopsie. No, like what?
Really? That's the funny thing. Okay.
You guys just like walk away and just like leave the room? Because like guys will just right in front of each other. Sometimes you'll just grab it and throw it in their face.
That's funny. I see that to my friends all the time.
Look at your face, dude. Wow. She's so grossed out.
Every time he farts, he goes walk away.
I don't want him to look at me different.
So that's why I know he's farting because he just goes walk away. Yeah. Walk away right now.
I'll be like, yo, take 10 steps back right now.
Yeah, he goes take like six steps back right now.
By the end of your work, you do like protein powder and stuff for like working out. That shit's rancid.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been holding a fart in this entire podcast.
Let it loose, man.
Let it loose.
Move the mic down, though.
Right now, the cops will be at the front door. You
arrest me? How bad it's gonna be? All right, guys. As I know, Noel, all their links are gonna be linked down below. Go check it out. Go follow them on everything.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I did not expect to learn that much, but that was a great fart conversation. It's true, though.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much like similarity there is. Just
Yeah, it's like
it's super relatable.
Yeah,
it's
any healthy relationship needs farting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Wait, real quick. Last thing before we go, how long till you're able to rip ass in front of her? What was the timeline, just so everyone knows and what they can expect in a relationship?
2 months before I started. Mm-hmm. I think like 2 months before I started.
You never ripped ass in front of me before.
No. But I would do it in front of you, but I'll take it back up. Never like right. We're not at that level where I'm doing it like right in front of her.
Yeah.
Like
there's no close contact.
I probably do it on her lap.
You're farting in her face.
Social distancing farting.
Yeah. I think the 1 year.
Why are we not on that level?
The 1 year anniversary. Well, do you want me to fart? I'm saying
this is
bad.
This is also how it just. Weird girls are too.
Wait, what do you mean we're not on that level? You can't fart in my face? I want to eat your fart.
Wait. You don't trust me like that? Like, you don't feel comfortable?
No, it's like actually, like, that could be an argument.
No, it's going to be an argument.
No, I know because I'm like, you don't feel comfortable around me?
No. Girls, man. Unreadable. impossible to understand.
Yeah, impossible. That's actually going to be my next sketch.
What do you mean you can't fart in front of me?
That's actually a really good sketch.
It is. No, you think I'm joking?
13 million views.
I hope so.
I'm going to film that tomorrow. I'm going to tag the same podcast. Right, when I do that one. I'm not joking.
It's actually a really good.
No, yeah, it is. I think what was related.
It's actually a really good podcast promo sketch.
It is.
Yeah. And this goes out.
Hell yeah.
Same day. All right.
All right, guys, make sure to subscribe, hit notification bell, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and listen to us on Spotify as well. 5-star review. Thank you. We'll see you guys
next
time.
Thank you guys
time.
For having us.
Peace, guys. Peace.
Thank you
for coming on.
Of course.